Hi, this is a dictation for patient Alisha Curry, A-L-Y-S-S-A-C-U-R-R-Y. Date of birth 5/11/92, date of accident 5/8/2022, date of service is 6/27/2022. History of presenting illness. Miss Alisha Curry has some good news to report. She reports that her neck pain is now completely gone and a very minimal headache is left, like 5 on a scale of 1 to 10, that comes and goes. Her shoulder pain is also improved from 8, it is now 5, and she can move up to 130 to 140 degrees of abduction as compared to the beginning. Pain levels are still between 5 and 8 and are relieved by pain medication, otherwise pain is 8. The ADLs are affected 7. The patient in one area reports that she has relieved almost 80% with the pain medication. The ADL that is affected the worst is the work, which is affected 7, and the rest of the ADLs are not affected. In neurology and psych, in system review, patient reports headaches without any vision disturbance, double vision, with dizziness, vertigo, fainting, blackout. The patient reports no loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, or lack of focus, lack of concentration, or loss of memory. Patient reports no anxiety, depression, and panic. In the pain and numbness, patient reports shoulder stiffness, limited range of motions, mid-back, upper-back pain, and shoulder pain. No other issues, no difficulty walking. Patient is able to continue her work. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, or incontinence of the urine are reported, or bowels. No frequency, painful urination of blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, troubles, breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath are reported. Last 30 days, the patient reports there is a significant improvement in the pain and there is no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Ultran and substance abuse none is reported. Compliance is the patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 130/86, pulse is 79, and pulse oxygen 99. The rest of the physical examinations come from the previous visit of 5/24/2022. Dictation number is 0625-057. Please make sure that the entire physical examination is completely normal for the musculoskeletal system. There are no findings. Range of motion of the neck is completely normal, and please mention that the forward flexion for cervical spine is 60, extension is 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation is 80, and in the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 60, extension is 25, bilateral side flexion is 30, bilateral rotation is 30. In the maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain, in the cervical spine, all maneuvers are negative, Hoffman sign, Sperling sign, Lermer test, and distraction test, Sotal test, myelopathy signs, and all are negative. In thoracic spine, Roos test, Lump test is negative. In lumbar spine, Budzinski Kernig test is negative, Sprigg leg raising test is negative, contralateral leg raise test negative, Bregard test, Kemp test negative, Budzinski sign negative. In the sacroiliac joint, the patient has no tenderness of the sacroiliac joint, and the standing flexion test and iliac compression test, distraction test are negative. But Faber test, Gonsalin test are negative as well. The extremities examination, except for the right shoulder, the examination which is already discussed in the previous visit, is all other extremities are completely normal. Please mention that. The musculature examination is also completely normal. The spasm of the trapezius muscle that was noticed on the last exam is also is gone. So please modify the physical exam. Diagnosis remains the same. The plan of care is as follows. The patient will continue her medications, which are tizanidine, Celebrex, Tramadol, Lunesta, Votrin gel, and Lidocaine patch, and Furoscix 60 tablets. And physical therapy continues 3 times per week, and the patient is able to work on a regular job. Thank you. She'll be seen in 30 days.